Welcome to today's Wrenchcat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School Guidance Counselor Teresa Thompson joins us on today's program to talk about what students need to be doing now when it comes to post-secondary education preparation.
Right now for seniors, it's pretty important that they have gathered a good college search, have maybe done some visits. Most applications had some deadlines already or are coming up soon, so they can look at scholarship information, especially with the private colleges. We always are encouraging students, especially seniors, to finish strong during the second semester. And eventually we'll be getting those final transcripts and second semester stuff out to colleges to help them matriculate that direction. The FAFSA form is pretty important. Now that students and families are getting their tax information back, they can fill out that FAFSA form. Most colleges have a deadline in March, early March, for that, so they can then obviously get the financial aid reports back to the students and they can make a decision. So another big thing for the seniors here in Pella are looking through and doing scholarships. We have a senior bulletin where we gather all of the information of scholarships around the county, state, different colleges, different programs, etc. And so students need to be reminded to look at that scholarship information and apply for those. The biggest one in town is the Dollars for Scholars, and that process is in place. I feel a lot of our seniors have gone on and started their profile, which is great. They just need to continue to finish the pieces that are needed to complete the application. The deadline is March 10. If they are needing help with anything, obviously they can come into any of us school counselors here in the high school and get some help. But that Dollars for Scholars is an important piece because in the past, every student that has applied and completed everything that's required does get some scholarship money.
You want the parents to know this as well, is to take care with those applications, whether it be Dollars for Scholars or school applications or even prepping for the ACT, because there is some, you know, the details are very important and it could help you stand out and get more scholarship money, or all it takes is one misspelled sentence to really throw you out of consideration. So it's something where this is a very detail-oriented process if you want to have the most success.
Definitely. Dollars for Scholars, you know, there's a lot of different pieces to that and it's all online. And so by misspelling my name even possibly in the request for a transcript, I don't get the email and then I don't get a transcript uploaded. So those are some things that we're working on and, you know, I can definitely check into and be in communication with the seniors a lot and say, hey, I see you started the process, but you didn't get this done right. Maybe we need to look at the details a little closer. But filling out the profile, going in and applying for different scholarships and then just submitting everything and getting that process done. And eventually, on our senior awards night, we'll be handing a lot of those scholarships out, and then the students just need to finalize, you know, with a thank you and giving their college of intent so that the checks can get to the right place.
What is your advice to students when it comes to accepting schools? What should students consider? I mean, you're not going to make the choice for them. Their parents aren't going to make the choice for them more often than not. It's really a personal decision, and there's a lot of factors that go into it.
Definitely. I think seniors are probably at that point right now. Most of them are trying to decide, okay, which college is best for me? And maybe they have two or three at the top of their list for different reasons, whether it's a program of study that they're wanting to go into. Maybe they're not ready to go too far from home, so they're looking within a certain mile radius or the size of the town that they want to go to. So there's a lot of different factors, and they've hopefully done their visits and done their searches and figured out which schools are at the top of their list. I think financial does come into play quite often. A lot of that probably won't come back until March or April. So some students do wait a little bit longer to find out, okay, where am I going to get the best deal? But hopefully students can look at where's the school that's going to be the best fit for me? Where am I going to get the training and the education that I need to prepare myself for the career that I am intending at this moment? And of course that can change, but as they look at, okay, I am planning to go to school A in the fall, what details do I need to make sure are done? The financial aid process, and then housing, and then later on is setting up a time for orientation. That's usually done in the summer. The things that are pretty important is housing and orientations, as the schools usually go on a first-come, first-serve situation. So if you get your housing form in soon, you probably get your first-choice housing. Same thing with orientation. You go to orientation, that's when you sign up for classes. If you go to an orientation that's later in the summer, you might not have as many choices for classes. And sometimes that's a little bit different at the larger state schools versus the smaller private schools. But it's all something to take into consideration. And as you plan and know which college you're planning to go to, setting those details up, the sooner the better. That's always my advice.
And that concludes today's Rendsburg Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA Care or Less.